Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did. You hung out with us because our good buddy Steve Chandler is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know. He's the guy that makes sure that we don't go running off the rails too much, that we stay focused on what we should be focused on, especially in these days, that we don't get too hysterical. That, you know, he's going to help us do what you and I've been talking about doing for a long time, and that's focusing on the positive reality and not the negative hysteria. His new book is called Fearless: Creating the Courage to Change the Things That You Can. Steve Chandler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back, and I noticed from your bumper music that you are bad.
Of course. No, yeah, that's.
But you're so bad, you're good.
It's amazing how that works. You know, if you're bad long enough, you can actually come around full circle to the good, don't you?
That's right.
that was my hope, that I would be bad long enough that it would actually turn into something good.
Yeah, and it's working for you.
It does work. It seems to work. Steve, your book Fearless is perfectly timed. In the last few months, we've all seen a lot of fear in the marketplace, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, all the small business clients I have, it really is their only problem. Although that, you know, they would say, "Hey, wait a minute, you're not in construction, you're not in real estate.
Right.
We got real problems."
Right.
Well,
you don't have a car dealership.
Yeah, I agree, but the clients that I'm seeing that are surviving and now even thriving are finding out ways to adjust. Just like calling a play at the line of scrimmage. If you would think of this economy as a defense that's been thrown up, because temporarily it is,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to the line of scrimmage, you don't just quit and have your team walk off the field and not play the game. You can call a new play at the line of scrimmage based on what the defense is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my clients are finding out ways to alter their pricing, alter their product, offer a new service, do all kinds of things based on the fact that their customers are hurting too.
Yep.
And then serving those hurting customers in new ways.
It's not change for change's sake. That's not
no.
what Steve's talking about. You know, I've been saying for a while now, Steve, that however you're going to be successful, if you're going to be successful and if you're going to survive in 2009, you're going to have to do things quite a bit differently than you did in 2008, certainly in 2007.
Absolutely right. And that's not such a bad thing, because really what it means is you're not trying to ride some bubble and some wave and some external thing. You're now falling on your own resources. It's now back to you and what you can do. And that's a good thing, because when the economy comes back, as it always does in the history mm-hmm. of civilization, when it comes back, you will be so much stronger and you'll be so much more acquainted with what you can really do. And what you can do in hard times, you can do many more times over in good times. So this is really great boot camp for people if they'll leave the fear behind when they go to work.
One of my Brain Trust members over the last few months has said on this show, don't waste this crisis.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great thing?
Absolutely right.
That's what you're talking about.
It's time to step up, time to rise up, find out what you're made of, and really create for yourself a service that serves. And you look, there are companies that are thriving right now, and I've got some clients right now that are just thriving because they woke up during they were in a state of shock and fear.
And they weren't moving. They were locked up, weren't they?
Yeah, and then they turned their televisions off, and all of a sudden new hope came in, and they started to manage the source of the news they got. In other words, you listen to a show like yours, there are certain websites that are very pro-business, helpful, hopeful, and all of a sudden you're the only one in the market getting business, succeeding, because you just have a different attitude.
One of the things you got to do, folks, is you've got to move. You can't you can't get locked up in what you've been doing. If what you're doing isn't working, you got to move. You got to change things up a little bit. You got to get a new attitude. You got to get your employees involved too. But you got to be talking to your customers, and you got to move. If you're locked up, you will get run over. You won't make it. 20 till the hour. We're going to be right back with the author of Fearless, a new book by Steve Chandler. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. We booked it for you. You can find my newsletter there, which you can subscribe to for free. And we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. A lot of good stuff in there. You can check out my blog right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can check out my news, knowledge base. AskJim.biz. You can listen to the show lots of different ways, all the way back for years. Timeless interviews, like some of the ones I've done with Steve Chandler, our guest this half hour. Some of the things he and I've talked about over the years are timeless. You can benefit from, and I hope you'll do that. If you got 5 seconds, if you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that'll help you right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve and I, by the way, Steve's book is called Fearless, the new book, Creating the Courage to Change the Things That You Can. And we're talking about how to be fearless, how to move. That's the thing I was saying, Steve, when we went to the break. When you get locked up like a deer in the headlights, you are going to get run over.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Jim, the way to beat this fear thing, this thing that slows us all down and freezes us, is creativity, innovation. It's getting creative. It's coming to work every day and asking yourself, how do I get creative? What can I create? Time for doing the same old, or following the leader is over. I need to get innovative and creative right now. And that's been the one thing America has had that no other nation has ever had. Other nations will rip us off and steal our intellectual content because we're always way out ahead on the creativity curve. And that didn't go away because these bankers and mortgage lenders did what they did. That didn't rob us of our creativity.
Right.
It just scared us to death. And the answer to being fearless is in creativity. Like, kids are creative naturally, but grown-ups get so frozen and scared that they play everything safe. And by trying to be safe, they're more vulnerable than ever before.
Well, you know, I've said many times, Steve, that I one thing I learned about myself, because I've certainly had my challenges in my life, is after a couple of those, I looked around and I realized that when things were the toughest were the times when I was the most creative.
Yep. Yeah. And that's our opportunity right now. That's the huge opportunity here, is to really absolutely create the future for ourselves.
And that's the reason...
talent, our own efforts, and not catching some bubble. I have a lot of clients who are facing foreclosure, bankruptcy, all kinds of things, because they spent their last few years trying to ride the bubble in Arizona real estate and try to wheel and deal and flip and wheel and flip and deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no real service and talent being...
No value added.
Exactly right. It was just trying to take advantage and leverage and flip. And I think the good news here is that stuff has been found out, and it's going to be a long time before anybody gets hypnotized by that again.
What are some of the specific things that you're telling your clients about how to be fearless?
Well, the key thing, and the key thing in my book, is find ways to stay inside the inquiry of, if my former customers are having a hard time paying now, what kind of payment system can I create where I would still get my money and they would stay with me? I've got clients now who are creating all kinds of packages and ways to deliver things, and I've done it myself for... I have a lot of clients who used to hire me to do major training projects, Fortune 500 companies, who've got a bit of a freeze on their budgets. So I've created new ways people can use my material. So everybody has that opportunity. What's another way I could deliver what I do in such a way that my people could receive it and I can grow strong? And if I'm not willing to stay in that inquiry throughout the day, then I'll just be scared.
Well, and one of the best ways to find that out, folks, this is not hard. What Steve's talking about is not hard to do. It's really actually pretty easy. And here's what you do. You go get face-to-face with a customer, and you say, what can I do to help you?
Exactly.
But you got to be prepared to deliver on that question.
And really listen, because there will be new services and products that you'll hear if you listen to your customer, ways you can serve that you hadn't thought of before.
Well, you know, whenever I hear companies talk about cutting back on their budget, I also hear them talk about cutting back on things that maybe I didn't do before.
Yeah.
That somebody else had been doing, and I hear opportunities for me to say, well, how would you like to still be able to do that in another way?
Yeah.
And you might be able to pick something up. You know, one of my classic examples, Steve, that I've used for a long time is, if you deliver something to someone's dock, if you deliver some kind of goods or services or some kind of products to somebody's back dock, maybe now you don't need to just drop that off on the dock. You need to say, what would happen if I brought that in the building for you?
Perfect.
What would happen if I stocked that on the shelf for you and kept inventory, and gave you a monthly report? Well, now you're not just a vendor; you're a partner, and your customer says, "Well, that means I wouldn't have to hire back anybody to manage my storehouse there."
Yeah.
Or receiving. I can put my receiving man in the warehouse or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that's great. And I've had clients who say, we can't have a big retreat anymore because everybody's watching us.
Right.
And those things have fallen out of favor. And so we can't bring you in to be the keynote speaker at a big retreat because we can't afford the retreat
right.
in the Bahamas. And I said, great. So how do you still get the information and the content to your people? Because that's what's important. So we've created a webinar. We've created
yep.
audio packages for everybody. And so I'm still in business because I changed my play at the line of scrimmage.
Hold that thought, Steve. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to be, is a dog.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Steve Chandler. Steve is the author of Fearless, Creating the Courage to Change the Things That You Can. Steve, give us your website. Tell us where we can find your book.
Well, it's www.stevechandler.com.
Very easy, folks. Stevechandler.com. And I bet Steve even knows who that was singing the Mountain of Love there, don't you, Steve?
Now, Gene McDaniel?
I thought it was Johnny Rivers.
No, unless you've got a later cover version.
I'm just teasing you. I just want to see if you. I just want to see if you had it right. You're right. Rivers did it later.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just trying to keep Steve on his toes here.
You're messing with me.
Can they find your book there, Steve?
Yeah. Well, they can find Fearless there, or anybody emails me on that website and tells me they listen to your show, I will send them a copy of Fearless autographed, just as grateful for that, because small business needs an advocate now more than ever before. So you're a true hero. Even though you say small business owners are heroes, you yourself, Jim, during this period of time, you're vital. So don't take good care of yourself. eat right, exercise. Don't go down during this time.
I appreciate that, Steve. No, I'm not planning on it. You've seen my gray hair face to face. You know that this isn't my first goat roping. I've been around before, but I appreciate you saying that. SteveChandler.com, folks, and thank you for that offer. And they can find your email right there at the website.
Yeah, it's right on the website. Just email folks, and say I listen to Jim Blasingame, and I'll send you a book.
If you tell him that you love my show, and how much you love Steve's time on my show, you might even do something else. Who knows?
Well, let's not get carried away. Just brief email would be fine.
Just a short one. Okay, check that. Do that. Take advantage of that, folks. Steve, the future of the marketplace for some time now has been the key to the success in the future markets. It's been relationships. But right now, that advice is on steroids, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's now, more than ever before, we have a chance to create customer relationships and client relationships that are really meaningful and service-oriented and better than ever before. Because we can sit with people who are hurting and who are scared, and we can really help, and they'll remember that forever. So we have an opportunity now to have our relationships get stronger and better and more compassionate than ever before. And when the clouds clear, as they always do, we will have stronger client bases, stronger customer base than we ever had ever in our past.
Especially when things get better, and they will, and you can demonstrate that you were part of the solution when things weren't so good.
Right. There's nothing better than to think, boy, you were really there for me. You were there for me when it was hard. I'll never forget that. You are now my preferred service.
Steve, one thing I want to ask you about, this is something I've been talking to my audience about for a long time. You mentioned earlier that there are some companies that are really having a hard time, some industries that are having a hard time. I have said to my audience that if such is the case, that survival is the best you can do for 2009, that you can look in the mirror and say, okay, in 2009, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that attitude, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, you've got to have it be creative and have that be a win for you. Create your own standard for victory. And survival is not such a bad thing in these times, because from that you can really build. And you'll do better than surviving. You'll create strong relationships. You'll fall on your own resources. You'll understand what your real service is so much better. People get stronger during hard times. They don't like hard times. Mm-hmm. Hard times are uncomfortable. You don't wish for them. But you always look back saying, you know what? We thought those were the worst of times, but now that I think about it, they were wonderful.
Well, and you can capitalize on it, too, if you just survive, because as I say, when this thing is over, and it will be, you can look back and you can put this out as a badge of honor. You can show this on your resume and you give somebody a proposal. This is as a badge of honor. People will say, hey, you survived 2009. That's pretty impressive.
Well, right, and your market share will grow if you survive.
Right.
That's another irony.
Because everybody's not going to survive,
exactly,
unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, give us that website one more time.
SteveChandler.com.
And the book is called Fearless. Now, your other books are there. You got a bunch of other books. Can they find those there, too?
Well, those books they're there, but Fearless is the book that would help now. So that's the one
I understand.
I'm giving away.
I understand.
People already have the other books, though, Jim.
That's right. They've already got all those in their library.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today,
right,
as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, Fearless is his book. I encourage you to check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today to commit a random act of kindness. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.